بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكبر بطر الحق وغمت الناس صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite kindness and love for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran Sharif, Allah has given us the ahadith of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the seerat of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and all these is for our guidance. We should never look anywhere beyond this. Our deen is complete, our deen is perfect, and everything and every solution and every situation, all the answers are found in here. We should never look anywhere else besides this. With this in mind, we find that Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a dream that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to be making Umrah. So he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in that I had this dream. Everybody got excited. For quite a few years, they hadn't had the opportunity of going to Makkah Mukarramah. So, big jamaat got ready with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they proceeded towards Medina, towards Makkah Mukarramah for making Umrah. When they came to Hudaybiyah, the people of Makkah would not allow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba to make the Umrah. It was a very, very bitter pill upon Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, unable to go, they in ihram, can't make the Umrah, and they were looking forward to go for Umrah. After so many years, they hadn't been there. However, this was an occasion when a treaty was signed between the Quraysh and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Outwardly, it looked very, very disturbing. And this treaty was like a one-sided affair. With all this, Allah revealed at that occasion, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. We are giving you a great conquest, a great success, a great victory. Things are looking odd, you know, difficult, can't go to Makkah Mukarramah. At the same time, Allah is saying, this is a victory. Umar radiallahu anhu couldn't understand this. But in any case, they accepted the situation they were in, that this is Allah's decision, and they were happy with it. But this treaty gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now his the opportunity and the chance to focus of his da'wat invitation to all the other countries, inviting them towards Islam. So Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent letters to the various chieftains and the various kings of all the world. He didn't have to worry about Makkah Mukarramah and the Quraysh because he had a treaty with them. So let me make now tawajjuh, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as rahmatul lil alameen, mercy on the entire mankind, and Rasulullah sallam's ummah is also, we have been sent for the hidayat of entire mankind. So our job is to invite entire mankind towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is demonstrated by our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khair, one of the letters that Rasul had sent was the letter that he sent to Kisra, the Persian king, who was one of the superpowers of that time. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the letter to this king from bin Muhammad Abdullah wa Rasul to the king of Persia. Just looking at that letter, he became so angry that what is this? And immediately he tore that letter of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whose letter? the letter inviting him towards Islam. In which Rasulullah states that I have been sent as a Nabi to invite all mankind towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you accept, you'll be safe. If you don't accept, then the sin of the entire fire worshippers shall be upon you. This guy was furious. Immediately he tore the letter. First anger was this. Why must the name of Rasulullah come before his name? This is arrogance, this is pride. Second, these are our slaves and the slave has the audacity. Me and talking to me and that I must obey him. This arrogance came into him, this pride. He tore the letter of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that sahabi, radiallahu anhu, goes to Rahu alayhi wa sallam and tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what has transpired. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that this Kisra's entire kingdom shall be torn to bits. Shall be torn to bits. In the meantime, this Kisra's arrogance and pride. Allah save us from arrogance and pride. This arrogance and pride. Who is this man to tell me? So he writes, send a message to one of those governors of Yemen where he was controlling and ruling, to Bazan, and tells him, you send two people, strong people, two men to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and go and collect him. Bring him over to me so I can sort him out. This is how much of might he had, or how much of strength he assumed he had. When these people, these two men come to Madina Munawwara, and they sit in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately they are terrified. Allah had put such awe in the hearts of these people of the kuffar for Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, merely looking at him, they were terrified. This is the power of dawah. This is the help that Allah gives those that do the work of dawah. Nusirtu bi rob masir al shahr. As Allah Rasulullah has mentioned, Allah has assisted me with an awe, even if a person is a 1 month journey away. These people were terrified. They came on behalf of Kisra, but they were terrified. Just looking at Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately Nabi sallam showed anger towards them. What is wrong with your people? What kind is this? Clean shaven and thick mustache? He showed his displeasure towards this, though they shaved their beards. They said, no, our leader, our king, Kisra, that's his style and we follow that style. Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my Allah has commanded me that we should lengthen our beards and trim our mustaches. That is Islam. I don't do what the people show at the trends of the time. I will do what my Allah says and what my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Allah give us tawfiq. Yeah, ameen. Like today we see this has become a fashion and a trend. Leave some hair. I don't know what is all this. Where is this style? Habib that. The guy even got a kurta, beard, but he wants to keep that kind of style. Why? Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, keep all your hair or you remove all your hair. Don't keep half. Allah give us understanding and give us hidayah to realize these factors. And as believers, we will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, this is part of pride. We will reject the truth. We will not accept the truth. Khair. Any case, they said, well, we have got this message that we must take you to our king. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I'll let you know tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. Next day when they come in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them, see, Allah Ta'ala has got rid of your king. Last night his son killed him. They are shocked. And go and tell that to your governor in Yemen and invite him towards Islam. Their king or to their governor. He says, this kind of a message. Inquiry says, yes. And his son has taken. Immediately he brings iman. Bazan brings iman. And all humanity around him, they bring iman. were affected by the da'wat of Rasulullah SAW and the yaqeen that this message what Nabi SAW said was true. The other point that is very interesting here, this king Kisra, he had this, that maybe my son may kill me. His son had killed him. However, before that, this king had a special room where he kept all his special items inside there. And when one of those items, he had a bottle where he had kept some poison on the outside, he wrote it there, this is beneficial for manly strength. So when the son saw this, you know, this is something good, I need this here, I have more wives. So he drank that whole thing and he died. Now there was, the father is dead, the king is, the son is dead, who must rule in the interim? So they have a lady to rule. Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that that country or that state that is ruled by females are destroyed. They will never be progressive and successful. These are the words of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we learn from this important incident? This is what I said in the beginning, that whatever our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us and shown us, and his entire life and that of the Sahaba, is for us to take lessons. The very first lesson, that how powerful it is when we will make an effort that we bring deen in our life and we propagate this deen. This mission is so powerful. And again, a very important aspect here. Outwardly, at the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, it looks that the Muslims were being suppressed. But understand that the power, Qadir and most powerful being is Allah alone. Allah, when we say Allahu Akbar, Allah give us that understanding of saying it with that yaqeen. Allah is the most powerful. Allah is the greatest. A lot of times we are now being affected by, you know, what we listen in the media or hear from the people. You know, this country is a superpower and this country has got this kind of what you call weaponry and nuclear bombs or whatever they can be, and they are in the majority. All these kind of things and all their sazishes and all their schemes and all their plans that they talk, and we must be very, very, very weary of this. Very, very weary of this. You get these people mentioning various kinds of institutes in different parts of the world that have control over all the governments, and this is how they will plan and this is how they will do. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah must put that iman and never ever get affected by anyone else. Look at this situation. Look at this incident here, that the most powerful king, or one of the most powerful kings of that time, the superpower of that time, look what all Allah puts in their hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum and for the Da'i. We find even Hiraql, when he receives the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inviting towards Islam, he says that if I don't accept this deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this land that I'm standing, that was here at that time in Jerusalem, Palestine, it will be taken away from me. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallam had not even conquered Makkah yet. But this is it. Respected elders and brothers, Allah give us tawfiq, say Ameen, that inshallah al-Aziz, we will bring deen in totality in our lives. Every aspect. Bring deen in our lives in total. And have the azmat of the deen. And do the effort of da'wat. Invite people to mankind. Allah will put the awe in their hearts, whoever they are, wherever they are. It is our duty as ummatis. We have to take that mission of the world. Have this spirit in us. Have this heart in us. Me, I want to serve the deen of Islam. I want to propagate the deen of Rasulullah sallam, because my Habib sallam is Khatam al-Nabeen. He is the final Nabi. And I've been sent for the hidayat of entire mankind. And that responsibility has been given to all of us. Allah give us understanding. Say Ameen. Now we see some very us right now also. We notice one thing. The king of Persia, show disrespect to the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he toyed. The king of the Byzantine Empire, Heracl, he showed respect to the letter, even though his kingdom was taken over. But they remained, the Christians remained, but we find the Persians were destroyed totally. Why? They showed disrespect. He had shown disrespect to the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is that important lesson here? وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A very, very important aspect. We as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we may be born Muslim and for years, mashallah, we are, linked to the masjid, we are linked to the madrasas, we are linked to the Qur'an-e-Kareem. However, a lot of time comes that we begin to take things very, casually. No regard, no respect for the masjid. Adhan is on and we are talking. Astaghfirullah, Allah protect us. Very important. Respect it. However, whatever. Respect the adhan. Answer the adhan. Keep quiet. Another important aspect. Allahu Akbar, what is this? In the masjid, you want to sit with the cell phones? In those days, we were fear about the murad. Why are we looking at murad, all the things that are associated with that? How can, I love that beautiful sign, I read when I went to Aqsa, that this, it's beautifully written, where they say, you have now left the souk, and you have left your business, where you buy the dunya. You have now come to buy the akhirat, so you concentrate on akhirat, you don't concentrate on the dunya. You are in Allah's house, you are here buying yourself for the hereafter. How can you be worried about your dunya things in the masjid and looking at your cell phone and talking about the dunya in the masjid? This is the souk for the hereafter. Very important. The respect for everything, whether it's the Quran Sharif, whether it's the ulama, our ustaz, respect them. Have respect for our ulama, respect our elders and brothers. Very, very important. Whoever they are, wherever they are, respect them. Another point, and it's also linked to what I'm just saying to you, have this other bimari and fear. What was in Heracl, or in Kisra? He was this pride, arrogance. Who you to tell me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, and he mentioned this word, Al-kibru batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. Pride is to reject the truth and to look down upon people. Look down upon Rasulullah, that is my slave. He's my slave and he has the audacity of telling me. But if the Maulana tells you something and if it's right, accept it. I'm going to mention an incident today because it hurts me up to today. Allah Ta'ala fill our Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadu Qabar with Noor. Give him the high stages of Jannat. Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told one visitor, brother, in our masjid or in our veranda, you are not allowed to use a cell phone. That guy accepted it nicely. He went to his host's home and he told his host, you know what happened? Maulana Harun Sahib stopped me from using the phone. And he was accepting the fact. That host became mad, furious. I'm talking about a Springer Beach resident. He tells me, you go and tell Maulana Harun how I can offend my guest and tell him to ask me for maaf. Maaf, ask my guest for maaf. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? This is reality I'm telling you, personal experience. I went to Hazrat Harun, this was the man I had to say. They go and tell him I asked for maaf. This is the humility of Hazrat Maulana Harun sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. That guest said, no, there's no issue. But the host, this is what you call pride, disrespect. And this is that arrogance. Allah save us from this. Say ameen. Allah give us hidayat. Allah make us realize how important it is for us to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us. Like how sahaba radiallahu anhu used to say, kun mithluna. Be like us. Because they were truly following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely. As ummatis, each one of us bring deen in totality. Live like a Muslim. Think like a Muslim. And final point. Allah is Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the most powerful. Fear none. Fear only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't become impressed and affected by what the dunya people say. Allah give us hidayat wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Thank you.